Foundational Arts Media.
A fan podcast.
I'm worried.
I'm at your mercy, man.
It's not going to be anything bad. It's just like...
Nothing bad ever happens, dude.
Nothing bad ever happens. The eye contact.
Like, never.
I can't play the game unless you make eye contact.
I'm looking at you.
Okay.
You're giving me crazy eyes here, man. And I've seen your pupils when they're like this. And I'm more worried about you now than then.
I got one for you. Bim.
He passed it to me.
I passed it. I looked at you and I went this way.
I'm dumb as fuck.
It's okay.
So I said bim to you.
Bam.
Bum.
Bim.
Bam.
Bum.
Bim. Bam.
Bum. Bim.
Bam.
Bum.
Bim.
Bam.
Bum.
Bim. Bam.
Bum.
Bim.
Bam.
Bum.
Bim.
Bam.
Bum.
Bim.
Bam.
Bim.
Bam.
Bum.
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 Bim.
Bam.
Bum. Oh, dang.
Good one. Bitch. Those were good ones.
All aboard. Get in your ships. Put the pedal to the floor. No stalling in your whips. The racer skid is super fast, streaking through your pants. He's the one-winged ass doing the dance of ants in his pants every time he takes a glance to see Durgash right behind him. His brights on blind, and he presses the button, start to shoot, and on skids derriere. He needs some air, steps off the track to start repairs. Durgash follows suit while Purple Dog is in pursuit. Mr. Hall disputes control of first place, embracing the chase on a rainbow road in space. Build as much speed as possible. Finish line now crossable. Skid pulls from his arsenal, activating his gravity well, hitting harder than a blue shell, knocking out half the personnel. Thought of losing and began to rebel. Pulling in the dog, Mr. Hall and Big Jimbo. Skid leaving the competition in a void limbo. Play the cards right in such a small window. Barely alive riding his surfboard. Give everything for speed. He's got to head toward confirming his lead. No way to stop. In overdrive, he's overclocked. Smashed in his mug like a bug too snug. Squashed in a rug. First place, but at what cost? His body was just too soft. Bones are broken, so... The race continues, Big Jimbo's sinews within whose bones are broken, so close to croaking, Durgash in motion, his only goal is Skid's explosion, Lumos rolls for deception, Durgash and Jimbo make it to the winner's reception, see a weird projection on the first place stand, no misconception, it's Lumos waving his hand. As for Skid, he left his mark, puts it in park, he's not in first, might as well be last, his one wing was beaten into just a half ass. The mass applause sounds like static. What will happen today on the Odyssey by Magic?
Wow. Give claps. Give claps. Oh, my God. I wasn't ready for that to be that fucking intense. Oh, my gosh.
Hit it.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Fun show. Damn it.
Hello. Hello, dear spirits. My name is Jericho Dizon. I am your spacefaring dungeon master, and I have a player in the stars.
What's up, fam? My name is Paul Zachariah. I play Mr. Hall, warlock and sorcerer.
And I have the players in the cosmos.
Hi, my name is David. What are you laughing at?
Hi, David.
Hi. So I play as Durgash, the pianist. They play the piano. They also race. So they are a racer.
They're a racer.
A racer. I said a racer. I don't like this. You're twisting my words against me.
I said nothing, dude. All I did was laugh.
I feel like you're really taking me out of context here.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say.
And together, we would like to welcome you back to the fun show where we're making it up as we go. That's the fun show. Last time on An Odyssey by Magic, we were racing in Phaenaxum. As you can tell, there were a lot of bumps, bruises, and a giant black hole in the way, but through one way or another, the team managed to cinch out the victory against a very grueling and upset Skid Dragon. Oh, freaking cheaters.
Cheaters won at the betters, eaters, bottom feeders, competition.
Speeders, beaters, and bottom feeders convention slash race.
Spitters, bitters.
As Lumos drags, we find ourselves after post-ceremony, Lumos drags Mr. Hall's borderline
dead
body.
My smushed corpse.
Your marshmallow, like...
Too soft.
We got one, like two, and meatball. Three, right? We like got a meatball. First, second, and third?
Yeah. No, Big Jim... Skid Dragon, I think, got second. Was it?
Because he got... Lumos got first... As how I got second place, yes. And then behind me was Big Jimbo.
Oh yes, and you dragged and yes, okay, Jimbo. Yes, okay, yes. So technically it was first, second, and third, and then Skid Dragon had you guys are joined.
He's the only one who is still alive too.
Yes. Oh yeah, yeah. Everyone is fucking.
Literally everyone dead. Else died. The dog died.
That poor dog, man.
God.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, we all signed the waiver.
Yeah, that's true. We all signed the waiver.
Hey, there's nothing that says a dog can't sign a waiver, too. There's no rule.
Also, a soccer mom left the children of four.
All contracts are binding.
Oh, my God.
You know, a family of four behind.
I missed that one.
Oh, my God.
I missed that one. I'm gonna lie.
Well, when she pulled the back hole, so did everyone else.
Oh, my God. Poor family. Poor family.
So...
Family.
Time inevitably passes against your will just because of the fact that you are both pretty much dead or on death's door.
I'm doing pretty good.
I'm all
I used was my action search. Besides that, I'm fine. You know?
Yeah. Well,
no, I don't know if there's anything that we need to do as far as collecting our winnings for winning this match.
Lumos was collecting it, right? That's why he stood in.
Lumos stood in. And
how did that go?
Go ahead and just roll me a luck check.
All right.
Can I also roll a luck check because I got second place?
For sure. I'll we'll do help action.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I rolled a 12.
12. 12 is one to beat.
Seven.
A seven. Okay. It went... All right. If it wasn't for the fact that people knew of Big Jimbo.
Can Big Jimbo also roll?
I'm going to say you two combined for the one.
Okay.
Because people knew Big Jimbo, like him kind of like saying, oh, well, you know, the technology's so advanced these days and just kind of bullshitting his way through. He was able to convince the people to reluctantly give you guys the Star Heart engine.
Right? Well, I mean, one.
You did win, but there, you know, it's the kind of thing of like, are you really that racer? Because they cleared your limb.
Are you sure?
Off. Yeah.
I am sure.
Yeah.
So that was for first place, and then did I get anything for second place?
For second place, go ahead and roll me two D100s.
So a Star Heart engine, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm still dead.
You're still dead, yes.
Yeah. I can't write that down yet.
29 and 27.
29 or 27. You win. Let me do math.
I'm just like thinking, how much did we spend on the cars versus how much
you win? 5,600 credits.
5,600.
Sorry, 56,000. So pretty good, pretty chunky.
Technically, we spent more on the cars than...
Yeah, but understand that, yeah. You spent more, but you made it that day.
Yes, yes.
However, the kind of, the sad parts, you know, the tragic tale is, unfortunately, Big Jimbo's muscle car is absolutely trashed. Like, his car is gone. So is triple skeet as well. Go ahead and just roll me a... Roll me another luck check, Durgesh, just to see how your bike is doing.
That is a 14.
14. Okay. It definitely has some dings.
It's repairable.
It's repairable. Yeah, it's not totaled, but, you know, it's pretty bad.
We got to change that oil.
Yeah, just give it a little bit of love. So with that being said, give me one second.
Excuse me.
What, as you come to, Mr. Hall, you are surrounded. You're back in the garage.
Am I in public?
No, you're in the garage. The garage is closed.
Okay, okay. We're in the garage.
The garage is closed. Do me a favor.
It's like that, I think, Terminator when he teleports in.
Yeah. you're not
butt naked. Butt naked. Tiny purple guy. Imagine Yoda cold, wet, and naked.
Covered in Vaseline oil.
Oh,
just
God.
Covered in ooze.
That's so. I'm, at least we all understood what we were talking about. We don't want to have to explain that to people.
No, it's very important.
It's very important that we do.
The visuals are the strength of the podcast.
Yeah.
So as you come to Lumos, it's like, are you okay? Shoot. Welcome back.
Speed.
Your hands are jittering as you're...
I look at my hands, and I'm like...
That was
such a fun game. I got to figure out how to make it work next time.
Sure thing, Thunder McKing.
Definitely you've never...
That's right. Rooting, tooting, shooting.
I've never seen you gone that fast before.
Yeah. I don't know. I was in the moment. I was so close. I couldn't not go for it.
I'm pretty sure you broke Mach 5 when you broke your skull.
Yes.
Like you pretty much
did,
broke that barrier.
The
impact force was enough to kill two whole people, actually.
Yeah.
So I hear. Now I'm looking at the TV and everything.
We
I remember
mourn the
little
loss
bits and pieces. Of
Pib Skid Finder.
Pib Skid Finder.
And Charles Munyeka.
What was the dog's name? Did they have a dog name?
The dog? The dog's name was Sparky.
Sparky.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
But that's, yeah, the dog, that dog in the
Different
minivan.
Dog?
No, that's the dog that you guys were like, God.
Did you already name it? Do you have a name written down for it?
You named it Marmalade.
I did. Name. Episode, okay, so yeah. Marmalade. Sorry, Marmalade. Yep.
Could be. You
yeah,
because
it is.
It.
No,
care.
No, it's Marmalade because it's Marmalade and me.
Marmalade and me, right,
yes.
So there's Pib, and then the dog Marmalade. What was I forgot?
Are you taking
the middle...
recording the names of the dead?
I promise I won't let their names weigh on my conscience even more. What was the other guy's name? Or is it just canon that I forgot it already?
No, they can't. The name is Charles.
Charles, mm-hmm. Awesome.
And then. Do me a favor.
Yeah,
what are you guys doing?
What are you guys? I put on some clothes. I get my shield and I wipe off some of the old biomass. I just press the digitate the whole thing. But I think immediately, is there Nyx in the engine?
You are not sure. There is Nyx in the engine. Like there is that. Like Lilu has that connection to the Starheart engine. However, Durgesh, with your passive perception of 18, you hear something. You hear someone knocked over like a wrench and it went cling 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 cling.
Fucking turn around immediately, draw the saber.
Okay. You're gonna go look?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead and write. Do an investigation again. I'm gonna roll this person's.
Am I nearby?
You. Can I think I'm. I want to say, what is your passive?
Passive perception.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great question. It's just plus 10. 10 plus mod 12.
10 plus mod is 12. I'm gonna say, what would you want to do? Because you are canonically naked with none of your gear in hand.
I don all of my equipment and everything.
That would okay. That does take. I'm gonna say it would take like two turns.
I'm not there.
I'm gonna say it'll take two turns. Like you can. Here's what I'll say. You can help him look.
This isn't a long rest, right?
This is not a long.
See, okay. Here's what I think I'm gonna do as I'm moving. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take my communications pad and I'm going to hit like just a ping.
Mm-hmm.
Great. It shows up as I'm putting on my clothes and I say,
a warning ping. Right. And I'm going to roll investigation. Nice. That is an 18 investigation.
Okay. I rolled not that.
Lower?
I rolled far lower than
okay,
you.
Okay, sweet.
You see it. Like, you fully see it. You see a pair of legs, like, sputter, like, sprinting by. And you start to give chase. Like, there is someone that is fully here. You have found them, and they are, like, running for their lives. As you're, like, going around this garage. They're going to use a bonus action to disengage and then dash approximate. So they're like 60 feet away from you.
Okay.
It's not full combat. It's just like, this is like a chase scene type.
Okay.
Deal.
Okay.
Okay. What do you do?
Technically I can do the same. I can dash to get 60 feet to them. Yeah. And then getting up to them, I'm going to action surge and I'm gonna swing on them.
Okay,
I'm
go ahead.
I'm just gonna start by swinging on them. I think that the sort of draw of the blade is what's maybe going for violence first.
For sure.
That is a synthetic 20 and
that hits.
A higher than that. All right. D6, 10 plus 7 plus 14. That is 31 damage.
You like cleave this person's hand off. Full on. This person turns around, screams. What
are you doing in our shop?
You see a dude in a t-shirt with a skull, a gray t-shirt with a black skull on it, wearing armbands and then cargo shorts and shades and then a face mask covering his face, and he goes,
"You'll never beat Skid Dragon."
Can I try and slap the fucking gas mask on him?
Oh!
You'll never beat him. He knows everything.
As you slap the gas mask off, you see on the end, as it turns over inside, there's like a red dot that you can see that. So it was recording something. And he is going to... He is going to, as you're, he's up close, it's anything, he's going to stab you.
Yeah, no, please. Go on. Go ahead. Try to take from me.
Okay, he tries with his nub hand first, rolls a natural one.
Ouch.
Doesn't have it, and then he goes, and then he limply swings his other one, you grab it, break the other arm, because he rolls another natural one.
Oh my god.
What do you do?
Both hands.
That's it.
I think I'm gonna also go ahead and attack again. So I'm actually gonna do Fighting Spirit for this one. Mm-hmm. So that's advantage on both of these. That's 2 17s. Let's see how those go. 8 11. So 2 17s plus 9. So those both hit.
Those 17 plus 9. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
His AC is 15.
Oh, wonderful. That's another 28 damage.
Oh my god.
You cleave through this person. Strike him down.
Strike him down. I'm going to take that gas mask and I'm going to say, "Dragon can eat a fucking dick." Throw it on the ground. Stomp it.
As you stomp it, there you just feel like someone go, you just hear someone go, Frack. Frack. It's like out. You feel it in the spirit. You don't actually hear it here, but you just like feel it in Russell. Frack, dude. Oh, God. Dang.
He's just like right outside the fucking door. No. Dude, get out of here. Fucking leave.
Go home, Skid.
Go home, Skid.
But with that, he did record and transmit something, though. Like, you were able to gather that.
So I guess my immediate sort of thing, I'm going to go on comms and relay that to my buddy here, and then...
You're fully geared up now.
Okay.
How big is the garage?
The garage, it's pretty... It was able to hold all three of your cars.
Okay, pretty big.
So it's pretty big.
All right. So I'm geared
like
up.
A decent sized mm-hmm. Jiffy Lube.
I was going to say, like, think like car garages where they have like all the... All
right. Well, I walk across the garage to find you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that happened. This is the remains of the gas mask. I think they recorded something. I think it'd be good to try and figure out what exactly they recorded and or tried to transmit. Maybe something in the garage would make sense.
All right. Well, I think it doesn't make sense.
Would I be able to know like how far inside the thing they got, like where they got with the that wrench that fell?
It was like 60 feet, but it was in a clear eye line of you two. And I was gonna say you'd be able to rewind the tape, but you...
My question is, so they transmitted that to Skid, right? Like clearly
to Skid Dragon. Absolutely.
I quickly say to Durgesh. Dead or alive?
Dead.
Dead? I immediately cast Ralithim Psychic Lance and I say his name. I don't need to see him as long as he's within 120 feet.
He is not within 120 feet.
Oh, okay. All right. Never mind.
He is not.
I take it back.
That was a good. I love that fucking spell.
You just hear someone go, Frank!
Oh, fuck!
Fuck!
No,
dude, I felt like someone was trying to psychically
follow the voice.
No. This is it's a bit. Oh. No, he's not actually there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
Let's look around and see if there's
for clues.
Maybe I don't know. Like, yeah, are there any clues? I would also like say, is there any sort of implication to if they're looking at us? Is there anything that maybe they were trying to like? Did they see Lumos resurrecting you or?
That is so
clearly something was recorded.
Something was recorded. Here's probably what I'll say. Like go ahead and go
naked.
Roll.
They
just,
got my nudes. Dude.
Go ahead and roll an inside check. Just roll.
That's probably my nudes.
It's a 16 on insight.
With a 16, I'll say you definitely, from what you can guess, they were trying to get intel on where you guys were going to put the Star Heart engine, but then found something much more interesting in you spawning back in.
Okay.
Like,
so
basically from where...
Find
like,
them and kill them.
Durgesh, you stood where that wrench fell, and you can see clear sight of where the Star Heart would be loading in, like, loaded in, and it's just sitting there. But
where were we
in front of it, it's you is... Like, you saw, like, you guys, all of you talking about spawning back in, talking about, like, resurrecting yourself, which... Remind like
they saw the transform,
is in the garage, not on the destroyer.
They saw the Terminator.
Yeah, they saw the Terminator thing, which is naked.
They have my nudes.
More along the lines, though, that is not only the nudes, which is already enough to be like
clearly we have to go,
but also the fact that Lumos can cast that kind of magic, which is very rare.
True. Yeah. True.
Yes. Okay. So, like, in the way, right?
In the way.
They're kind of... Yeah.
We need to find them and delete it and maybe probably kill them.
I feel like this would be a good, almost, like, stealth mission, you know?
Yeah.
Like, we sneak in, get to where he is, interrogate, take him out.
Yeah.
And then just try and get out.
I quite like that.
Maybe we can do some... I don't know if there's anything else we need here, but maybe some preparations to leave quick if we gotta.
Yes. Big Jimbo's out of shape. Skid's still healing.
We can load it all into the ship.
Well, we do have a crew, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a crew.
Yeah, they can definitely like take this stuff and load it onto the ship if you guys want to head.
I think, yeah.
OK. because there really isn't
prep,
much else.
Prep
we
the ship
do
for
here.
Launch. Wait for our call.
Prep for a quick exit. A quick exit.
Quick exit. Quick exits.
Yeah.
Prep for Sunnyside.
Do you
not
see
scrambled.
That the Order of the Red Daughter goes? Shall we like? Shall we to war? And all of them get really like.
You guys want to take out? You guys want to do a little practice thing? We got a mission here. We can all work on. We can take out a whole shop.
I do remember there were downtime activities you had given us for the.
They can, yeah.
So if you guys join us, right? You can take whatever tech is left over at their shop.
Yeah.
You saw they had a really interesting gravity thing.
Yeah, Skid's got some crazy tech going on.
Is it okay if I offer that up to them?
I mean,
so
I'm not
gonna
against
use
it,
you know.
I don't think so.
Yeah. I could, well, maybe it would be interesting on my ship, but, you know, maybe let them have the prototype, see what else we can do from there.
Yeah. All right.
But, yeah, so there were no damages on the ski destroyer. Yeah, so they can, you guys can, like, this would be considered a raid.
We'll send them on a raid.
No, absolutely.
Okay.
We'd be doing to them what they did to, what the daughters did to us.
On Karana.
Yeah. Fucking
okay, so
we're doing that now.
Okay, is that ultimately?
Are we the baddies? No,
they're in the way. They're
clearly.
Okay. Here's another thing.
When I destroyed it, I said something really cool. I said that they could suck a dick.
Yeah, you did say that.
I got them.
That was, dude, up top.
I heard you echo it. I heard it echo in the shop.
Yeah,
suck a dick.
Yep.
So, with that being said. You guys are planning to send the Order of the Red Daughter to kind of siege this shop. Do you want to go with them? Do you want to not go? Like,
I think we're going with.
We gotta go with them.
We gotta go with them. So they're the distraction. They're gonna pull out the major defenses.
We're gonna sneak in. They're the spear.
Infiltrate.
We're the. Like they break in, just take them out. We just get to sort of leisurely go through and get to the boss.
We're gonna flank them. The main forces are being drawn out. We're going to flank them.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
Go. Okay.
But sneakily. We're flanking sneakily.
Yes. Okay. Everyone's doing this sort of
sneakily. First things first, as you guys kind of leave, you prep the ski destroyer. As you hit, like, radio cop back to the ski destroyer, we need you to go on a raid. You hear, like these, the Order of the Red Daughter start, like, doing all these like tribal chants and like you see like
fucking Warhammer-esque
almost like space like straight up Space Marine energy, like they are getting ready. This is their kind of like bread and butter. You see that while they've been working, they did add some like things with Red Daughter that are
decoration
that are known to them. So like there's like a center pool of like red liquid that they go and they paint on their face.
All right.
Like things that are that, you know.
Whom do you serve?
Saruman.
Saruman.
But with that, you see, they as they start like gearing up, all like first off, there's a huge amount of weapons on the ship that you were just not aware of.
Oh yeah. Oh
wow.
Yeah.
Oh
all
yeah.
The walls.
I feel like we knew they were kind of there. We just had no way of using them.
It's the idea of I have such a big house, I don't know where anything
is. Yes.
This is ultimately what we're feeling. Like you guys most of the time spend your time at the command bridge in your private quarters, which are really next to each other, and then down to the landing dock, but everywhere else. So
everywhere.
Yeah, with that it is you make your way. How are you guys getting there? Because you're not going to go back up, right? You're not going back up and then coming down. You're just going to stay in Phanaxim and then kind of move your way through.
Are we on Phanaxim? Or I thought we were on the orbit of Perforon.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Am I getting my things
Hold on. Right? Lore check.
Lore check.
Because like...
Oh, no. You're right. Perforon.
The race was held at Perforon.
Yes, Perforon. You're so right. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Lore things. All right, Perforon. Yes. So you're not going back to the ship. You're just going to stay on Perforon and make your way, right?
Yeah, we're sneaking.
We're sneaking? All right.
We're sneaking.
Who wants to take care of the ship, and who wants to take care of the stealth encounters? Because you'll have a lot of help with the ship. It's just...
I have some stealth, but it doesn't really...
You would be using the person's stats for the stealth. Yeah. It's more important that the stealth checks do well versus the ship one.
I've got 6 for stealth, plus 6.
I don't have great stealth, man. Okay. It's not that good.
Okay.
Yeah. My stealth bonus is 3, but also the ways we roll dice are different, so it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Are you going?
Yeah, stealth? I'll go stealthing? Stealth. Yeah.
All right. So, first things first, we're going to deal with the ship. The ship, boom, enters into orbit. You hear over like almost like a huge thaumaturgy.
Do they hail the bridge?
They don't hail anything. They're not landing.
Okay.
They're staying out in orbit,
and they're going to go, like, basically, like, they're going to cruise by.
Yeah, yeah.
And you just...
Aboard the ship.
And then you, like...
Rain fire?
Yes.
Yeah.
You just hear, citizens of Perforon, you are being sieged on behalf of... And then it's just like a, almost like a voicemail thing.
Please respond at the beep.
Big Jimbo. Is this working? Big Jimbo.
On behalf of Big Jimbo.
Big Jimbo and who we got? Lilu. Is Lilu? Hi, Lilu. And company. Do you just hear, like, around you guys, your giant sirens going
Those out. With no association with Skip McDragon.
Those with no association with... And then you hear, like, this
Skid Dragon.
This high ranking officer from the Order of the Red Dawn going, Skid Dragon. Skid Dragon?
What kind of fucking
name is that? What kind of fucking name is that? You will be spared. Those associated, prepare for your doom. And there's just, like, so around you guys, there's these giant sirens that are going off. As people are running to their ships, this convention ended very fast. Like,
yeah,
people are getting in the cars.
And you just see, shit, the cops are here.
Yeah.
Anyone not associated with Skid Dragon, raise their hand.
Do you say that?
Yeah, yeah. And now we know.
You
who
see
not
everyone
to shoot.
Speeding past you, like you almost get.
I'm not
tripped.
On the ground, right?
Where are you?
They're driving past.
Yes, they're driving got past, it, but you almost, it. But you're like making your way on foot. You didn't go back up to the ship.
Oh, okay.
You're using a group stealth check. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Yes. Cool.
So you guys, so that's why I asked, like, you will be taking care of, like, the ship's action. So you're going to just roll how well the ship is going to actually repel these people.
Okay.
And I handle stealth.
And you're going to handle the stealth. So there's going to be 3 rounds.
Got it.
Right? So the first thing is they start laying siege, giant cannons, boof, 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 and these huge green beams strike this halo ring, boom, and all of a sudden, like, buildings are, like, gone.
Glass, they're fucking blasting the place.
And, like, they are very good at what they do, but understand, they didn't give people a lot of time.
No.
So, people are running and screaming for their lives. And everyone knows of the Order of the Red Daughter, so they know exactly what's happening right now. They know of them. They know that they do these kinds of things. They just didn't expect this to happen. You know, it's kind of like, I'll live in Gotham because crime won't happen to me, though.
Yeah,
you know, so
nothing bad ever happens.
Nothing bad ever happens to me. So with that, these cannons start shooting. But however, much to your surprise, there are defenses. Mm-hmm. And you see on a giant cannon, there is a skull and then a wing on the side, and it starts shooting back. And these are almost grown out of what appears to be these junkyard rubbles as it opens and it comes out and you just hear, use distress. And you just hear, pew. And these, like, little tiny needles all of a sudden explode these giant blue beams and fire back at you guys. I need you to make a constitution save so that the ship doesn't take damage.
A con save.
Con save.
What do I add for the ship's check. Constitution?
It's top of the line, so add four.
Add four.
Mm-hmm.
So add four, and that'll be an 11.
An 11? Okay. I have to be an 11. I have a plus three. Their offense isn't that great. Like it does it, but it will. It if it hurts you, it will hurt you.
Okay.
So I already rolled a 15. So as this happens, basically what appear to be these like tiny metal spears that are surrounded by this blue light. Pierce your shields and absolutely like go through, and you see the side of the ship take a massive chunk of damage. Okay. Boom!
Can from the ground, like fucking Transformer style, I've got the green laser. I'm marking that spot, being like target acquired. Adjust for next for counterattack.
Oh yeah, you can definitely yeah. This is like happening all at the same time. Yeah. So while you're almost like. The way I'm dealing with it is we're dealing with the ship stuff and then we're dealing with stealth stuff.
Yes. Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
As it happens, Durgash, you are now pointing at basically using a pointer to target these airstrikes. Like, hey, here's the fuel. Here's the fuel line for that cannon. Hit here. So I'm going to say you take 3 points of damage. That's not bad for you, but.
Going to hold.
It hurts, but it'll hold.
Oh, like actually holding. We're holding.
Yeah.
Oh.
I have to piss at you for a second. No.
Sorry.
That was 38 minutes. Mm-hmm. That's fucking good.
Sorry, it's so slow. Oh. I've gone through and gotten rid of, like, literally everything that's on the SD card, so I don't know what's
maybe
going
like
on.
Maybe, like, a format would be good for it. But reformat then you'd have to fix all the sound stuff.
That's fine.
Bless you.
Thanks. Jericho, how do you feel about mac and cheese?
I like mac and cheese. Yeah? I have to be in a very specific mood for mac and cheese.
Specific mood.
Like, it's very much like, I want mac and cheese right now. Like, normally I can be chill with anything, but it has to be a very strong craving of, like, I really want, like, I, like, low-key, like, the only real times I crave mac and cheese is if I'm, like, drunk as hell.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
That's real.
And we're...
And we're back, just announcing that we have ourselves an attack on the base. That's right, an attack on the base. A superstar destroyer thing has just appeared out of nowhere, announcing that it's attacking a particular citizen, a certain Skid McDragon Marks.
Well, Chad, apparently these are belonging to the Order of the Red Daughter, or so we think. It might actually be, as I'm getting right now, to the possession and belonging of Big Jimbo. That's right. Big Jimbo. Last time we heard Big Jimbo was ran out of the town after his pants were down and he shit himself.
It's true. That was right after getting third place in the race. Man, you know, I mean, it was good that they won something, but like third place. That's
third place. And then he sat on the trophy.
That was just we weren't able to show.
There was a moment
of
silence. And he was trying to dedicate it to
we showed
his friend,
dying,
and he said, give me like 5 minutes, and then ran, tripped over, sat on the trophy. We had to further disinfect the trophy and further escort him out. However, he's back now, supposedly.
I guess he got more than five minutes
as he's appeared to ally himself. Oh, looks like we have to go because there appears to be a giant laser beam heading towards the stadium.
Just have to say that now we are going to die.
Let that be a lesson to you all at home, what you could get done with five minutes.
This job wasn't worth
this
it.
This job
I
was
hated
sponsored
every moment.
By Ricky's Car Repair.
Sponsored
by you could save 5% or more by spending 5 minutes on their website to switch to their insurance.
They have
good night,
insurance
people.
Good night.
The world's under siege.
Will you turn that radio off?
As that happens, go ahead and roll me another attack check. No, this time you are going to rain down. You have
plus
eight to this.
Plus eight to this. Okay. Cool.
And I have cool. And I have only a plus two for mine.
You got something to re-roll that, right?
Well, like, I don't know if my class abilities apply to this.
No, it's the ship.
Right?
Yeah.
So, like, I'm SOL, man. I'm just rolling the dice here. That's a natural one.
Oh, okay.
Plus eight, that's nine.
It's a nine.
Plus eight is nine, yeah.
Okay.
Seven or lower.
Plus two. I got a 10. Plus two, which is 12.
Oh, that's too bad. Fuck.
As the Star Destroyer continues to rain fire, you see that even though Durgash is trying to tell them where to shoot, there's just too much, I guess I'm going to say, pandemonium that's going on. Because at this point in time, now what you can kind of see is they're making fighter runs where these what appear to be very similar to the actual bike, but they're actual ships, so they're much bigger in size. With the one wing on the side, they go and they rise up and they fly out and they shoot, and they are starting to like make bombing runs at the guns of the ship. And with that, Order of the Red Daughter, their ships come out and they are now just in full dogfight as rain starts to go. And at this moment in time, we're going to transition over to Durgash and the gang.
Durgash, I need guidance on Durgash because I'm here for that, yes. At least.
That's
a D6.
I will say this, with everything that's going on, go ahead and roll me a D4, Paul.
A D4?
Mm-hmm. You whatever he gets, you'll add this to your
maybe
roll.
I'll get an item.
Sorry. It's a
25%.
It's a 25% chance. It's a 25% chance, guys. Let me be. Let me be.
All right. So stealth, this first stealth. Damn. Nice. What did you roll? A 4?
Mm-hmm. I did get a 4. Wait, did you add the D6?
Or? Yes, I did.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That was a 31.
So you pretty much come unseen. Even though you're tall and hulking and you guys did just freshly win, so everyone knows your face.
I feel it's like one of those, like, stalking through the darkness, walking so silently. And as I'm walking, there's all these people who haven't quite noticed. I feel like it's almost like a John Wick thing where the ninjas are slowly coming in and just slicing people's throats and moving on. As I'm just sort of strolling through.
You're strolling through as it happens, like, very almost like a wind.
And look out behind you.
A wind in the night.
Made you look.
Wind in the night. You're just cutting people down as cards are being thrown, like, over your shoulders as Mr. Hall is, like, basically like slicing people's necks as you guys make your way through. Go ahead and give me another stealth check, and then this time I need you to roll another D4.
Another D4. Mm-hmm. Okay. Give me 3, baby.
You want it low for this one.
Give me 3, baby. 2.
2? All right. So we're going to subtract
2. And
then
I got 2. A
16. So it would be a 14. So this time it's a little bit, you're in a little bit deeper and they weren't able to provide a good enough distraction. Everyone's a little bit more alert now.
It's like a pushback.
It's a push, very a pushback. Also, in the same time, people like saw you flashing the light, but they don't recognize that it's you. They're just like, someone is flashing a green light at our fuel lines.
Yeah.
So with that, you guys enter into a firefight. I need you both to make dex saves.
Firefight. Okay. Dex save.
Use my indomitable. All
right.
Yeah, that's good. That's an 18.
18.
Dex save. Okay.
You want to that 18 will pass. You just need to beat a 15.
It did not beat a 15 that first time. It did not beat a 15 that first time.
Yeah, I'm gonna use favored by the gods.
Fuck yeah! Fuck yeah! That's what it's here for.
7 plus 11 plus 3, so 21.
21.
Yep.
You also pass. You're only taking half of this.
Cool.
Jesus. Wow, and that was so much in your favor. I rolled so many ones. Okay, 3.
I do like that. 10. I love hearing that. I like it. 10.
Love it.
It's great.
22. So
you guys only take 11 points of damage.
Okay. Unscarred resilience.
Literally, that only did one in damage with my temporary HP.
Mm-hmm. So you said 11, and then I subtract 4 from that, so just 7.
Yes.
Cool.
With that, you guys have another kind of instance. This time, as you're much deeper, I present you with a choice. You can kind of be more out in the open, but help him get a stronger advantage on basically destroying the place, helping reduce the numbers with the ship.
Yeah.
Or you can stay in silence, but that might cause
him a little detriment. I think I'm going to go all in on helping the ship for sure. Just for right now. All right.
It's at this point, you, instead of having this like green clicker light that you kind of have been using to mark certain places, you just pull out your cursed saber and start like waving it and cutting it, and people can see it. Like, everyone kind of sees it, like they through the ship and everything. It's just this glowing crimson red with this cursed blade as you cut like this fuel line, and that will help
for one sort of vaulting over things. Yeah. Just like
yeah. You have one final push for your end.
Okay.
And then, so I need you to make an attack roll this time.
Okay, an attack roll.
Mm-hmm. This time you have advantage.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And then I have to beat my con save, which is a plus 2.
Am I doing a con save?
No, you're doing an attack roll.
An attack roll. That's plus 8. 17 plus 8.
17 plus 8, 25. Nice. All right, I rolled a 2 plus 2 is 4. It is at this moment, you, with the help of Durgash and the ship, you basically... Durgash climbs up one of these big cannons, sees the person.
Light
like,
a flare, throw it over me.
You don't light a flare. What you do is you pull the person out of the cockpit of the, you know, because I'm in my head. It's you pull him out, stab him through, and then throw him to the side.
Totally hijacked.
And then just wave your saber over as you jump off. As you're jumping off, this giant green beam explodes this thing. And with that, you guys are entering into a firefight. I need you to make another dex save.
And the DC is still 15.
So close to being
15?
A 17, it was instead a 7.
Oh, no.
I'll be fine. I'll be fine.
18 plus 3 is another 21.
21? Okay. So you're taking full, you're taking half.
Yeah.
Because you were the one that was the most proactive, they're fucking...
I mean, it makes complete sense. It
makes sense. They shoot at you.
Some fucking Jedi shit right here.
It is. It really
it's
is.
Like shit stuff. I mean,
a little bit.
Who's to say what's the difference, you know? Is it Jedi, Sith?
You take 31 points of damage, Durgash, so and then 15. Mr. Hall, you take half, 15.
All right.
So
cool.
Unscarred resilience.
With that being said, you make your way. As you make your way.
Oh, what the heck? Okay, there you are.
Beep, 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 beep.
I'm not sure we're on the same page as you.
Nope,
if you're
don't
using...
worry. Watch out.
Okay, there we go.
As you make your way in this like barren junkyard, you see Skid Demon go. And he crosses his arms... And he holds, and you see this giant blue car, like this truck.
Okay.
And you see that he's like...
It's got a wing on it.
It has a wing on it.
Fuck.
It for sure has the wing on it. And he goes, these guys can't freaking come in our turf and absolutely wreck our shit. All right? They have us strapped down, but if they come... I'm going to give it to them so hard.
We're going to come wherever we want.
Whoa! And I will allow you...
You're going to use Cloak of Stars if we're about to get into it.
Yeah, I need you boys to roll initiative and place yourselves somewhere here. Somewhere in this little area where I'm loop-de-looping.
Aha, uh-huh. I
don't
see.
Oh,
I think.
Oh, there
we are. Right here, yep.
Okay, cool, cool, cool.
Do we have any sisters on the field?
Any sister? No, sisters are strictly in space.
Okay, okay, okay.
However, hold up, give me one second.
Rolling 4d6. for advantage.
However, yeah, that's no. What'd you get?
17.
Mr. Hall?
For initiative? Yes. I will roll that right now.
You got 17?
Add my Dear guidance gosh. To
yep.
it.
Perfect.
One second. All right. And we're going to start off strong here by using a sorcery point to reroll that.
Not great.
Hasn't been great for a while. Dare I say that is worse. So total 7.
7?
And then a roll for Phoebe. Much better. 17. So she's going to hold action until like my turn.
17. Okay. I'm just going to have... Yeah. You said Phoebe for 17. Okay, give me 1 second. Let me just do this really quick.
Yeah.
On the turn order, it'll say Lumos, but that is for Phoebe, so...
Okay.
And but she's holding her turn, waiting for you, correct?
Yes. Yep.
All right.
Freaking. You guys made the ultimate mistake. I'm going to make you, and I'm going to stretch you out so hard. You're going to...
That's right.
The only thing that's going to stretch is you, till you snap.
Joke's on you. We're going to break you.
Joke's on you. I've been broken. You can tell by my wing. My one wing. I've risen back.
This guy sucks.
Can I give him inspiration? Is that allowed?
I mean, you can. That's truly a terrible thing to do, though.
And he pulls out this giant, like, junkyard buster sword.
And he holds it behind his back. God. And he goes,
shit's so rusty. There's no fucking honor in that.
Disgusting.
I'm going to give you tetanus.
Oh, no. Does it inflict super tetanus? I'm scared, man.
Space tetanus.
Space tetanus, no.
Is this right. Lumos with us?
No, that is
CB, I guess. BB.
Okay.
Lumos is not in here. Yep, all right,
good.
First up.
Good. We do not want.
Over.
No.
Over here, these two boys on your left are going to shoot at you.
So they will try.
They will try. One's going to go for you. One's going to go for...
I was able to put up the Nyx Sporn Shroud, right?
Yeah, that Cloak of Stars?
Yeah, so they have disadvantage on whatever attacks they do at me.
On you only, though, right?
Yeah, specifically me for like a minute.
All right. They are going to both shoot at you from a distance. So this one's for Mr. Hall, so I'm going to do it at disadvantage. Oh, wow. Okay. First was a 15, then it was a 4, so 10. 10 does not hit you, correct?
Yep.
All right. This is for Durgash. Durgash?
Fucking try me.
He got a 12 because I rolled a 6.
Jeepers.
That does not hit you, right?
12.
A 12, no.
Yeah, I was going to say, you looked at me with such like... Anyway, you shoot. They shoot you easily. Block the shot. Step to the side. You are... Durgash, you are gripping this blade, and it is kind of taking hold a little bit. Like, your mask is on. You can't tell, but you can kind of smell the blood in the water. With that, this guy on top of here, these two are also going to take shots at you two. He's just going to move over here, and they're going to shoot at both of you. So, first one for Mr. Hall.
All right.
A 15 does not hit you, correct?
Nope.
All right.
Close.
Goes no wide. Here's the second one for Durgash. 18?
Nope.
Oh, my gosh. Shooting at you, full-on blocking your muscle memory. The close hearts, they just are shooting a darkness at you. They can't really see you, especially with not only your size, but also with everything that's going on. With that, Durgash, it is your turn.
This is Skid up here?
Yeah, that's Skid.
All right, Skid cool. Skid Dragon. Do I see anything going on with the Audi up here?
The one-winged Audi seems to be, like, the engine is revving.
Okay. Vroom. So I'm going to move I'm gonna have it so that he's in between me and the car,
mm-hmm.
and then I'm gonna go and start attacking him. So I'm gonna go ahead and bonus action fighting spirit for advantage on my attacks, and then I'm going to go ahead and attack twice, and I'm gonna do both of them as the great weapon master attacks.
Oh shit.
Mad King. Okay, so one of these is definitely going to fucking hit.
One of these rolls is not like the other.
And a nat 20.
Oh, my God.
Roll for that 18. So the other one is in 23, and the other's a nat 20.
Oh, my Lord.
The nat 20 hits.
The nat 20 hits. The 23 does not hit him. Fucking
you
hell.
You see, as you, like, go to have, like, a simple strike... He counter-strikes you, and you feel a legitimate force against it.
Oh, God.
But so with that in mind, then you're like, oh, so we're serious. You go, you elbow him in the stomach, and then you stab him in the chest.
Ouch. Youch.
Right, and I have the savage attacks.
Oh, my Lord. Oh... This is about to be crazy. Do you need me to write things down?
No, I got it. Okay. So that's 1, 2. Fucking hell. Hold on. Let me hear that. Hear that amount of dice.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Good catch. All right. Okay. Tell me why, Skid. Tell me why.
You guys freaking tried to blow me up. I was going to go in parlay.
You tried to blow us up. What was that's that fair. Gravity well?
I didn't really think about that.
Why would you do this? You were the one-winged angel.
I had two wings once. However.
That's 44 damage.
Wow.
That's a one attack.
Holy schmoly.
Just one of those hit.
Oh, my
if
God.
If that other one fucking hit. Oh, my God.
You stab him in the chest, and he goes, oh.
Oh!
As this pure searing pain takes to him.
I'm not gonna be doing the Ouch, great man. Weapon master things anymore. No? I don't think I can do the minus
five
to the attack.
Yeah, dude. That is painful.
Do you do anything else?
That is gonna be all that I can do for this turn.
With that, it's Phoebe's turn, but she's holding her action, correct?
Yeah, she's going to wait for my turn. So literally, I guess she just like casts Magic Stone with her bonus action and then she holds waiting to strike. But she's like on my shoulder in my cloak kind of deal. Very close quarters kind of is the mood we're going for.
With that?
You know what? Just help action. Excuse me. Sorry.
Okay. Help action who?
Me.
Okay. With that, it is the Skid's car turn. He had this black bike, and it had that gravity well, but you see he chuckles and he goes, you see, I never really ride bikes. I like to drive cars. As the behind him, this giant Audi drives up, and there's under it, it moves forward.
Lurching forward.
Lurches forward, and then I need both of you to make a dex save.
Would this be like a magic?
It's the Audi Cybertruck.
You see, it comes out, and the doors are falcon wing doors as it opens, and then out of the sides are these two giant cannons.
Take out the driver.
I was thinking jump in the car and take control.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
No one is driving the car.
Oh,
no,
shit.
Oh, it's like on autopilot. Right.
Kill the man. Take the car.
Save the world.
Save the world.
All right. Kill the man. Take the car. Save the world. So we're going to ignore the car, I guess. So I need to make a save.
Yeah, both of you need to make the save.
All right. Which save is this? What kind of save?
This is a dexterity save.
Dex save.
Yeah, I'm sorry about this one. Know about this
and it's not magic, right?
This isn't magic.
Okay. But I do have help. All right. I'm gonna use my luck of the draw on Durgash so he can re-roll his saving throw.
That's a 15.
Okay.
And mine was a with help plus, yeah, 14.
Oh, both of you fail.
Fucking damn, hell. Bro.
Pretty bad. You both, as you, like, you go to dodge, this thing charges the same things that shot out of the cannons shoot out of this car.
Oh, no.
This tiny rod that explodes with this lightning energy as it strikes both of you, and you both take 66 points of lightning damage.
66? Oh, my God.
Is there anything to do with me? Oh, fuck, it moved so that... Fuck.
So, one thing that happens at this moment in time is one of the coins that I'm carrying on me activates, literally just barely giving me a buffer for temporary hit points.
Fucking
that's
hell.
So bad, actually.
Jesus.
God. That's so bad.
66?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 66 is 33. Halved. But both of you...
If you didn't do that, you would have gone down.
I would have, yeah. I think I'm at like 9 hit points. Ouch. All right. So the car revs its engines and shoots us.
The car opens its Falcon doors.
Opens the Falcon doors.
And shoots you with the same, like, the same shit that they shot at the can at the Star Destroyer above you.
Okay.
And then it retracts its doors, and that was its turn.
Okay.
With that, after it is Skid Dragon's turn. Skid Dragon stands up, and you see, like, after you stabbed him, like, he goes and he, like, that giant buzzer sword, he flecks off and you see it go, and it turns, like, it, all the weapon. Rust, all that rust and all the, like, it looked like junkyard parts together. It, like, reforms in this fine, like, this fine, clean looking, like, katana as he holds it, and super
like
long.
A transformation car is fucking.
Yeah. Like, transformer energy, but.
Yes.
And it goes into this thing, and he goes, Masamune.
Suck a end dick.
It. End it. He goes, and he's going to attack you twice.
Oh, my God.
And he...
Let me know which one's highest.
Okay.
Oh, man.
He's not going to fucking get shit.
Oh, man.
He's not going to fucking get shit here. Just wait for this. Just fucking get a load of this.
His lowest was 17.
He rolled a 17. What was the other one?
The other one was 20.
Neither of those hit.
Neither of those hit?
Neither of those hit.
Oh.
Nice.
I didn't even have to use my trap card.
Okay.
That's okay.
Okay.
Wait, hold up.
Holding up?
Yes.
That is a good time to hold.
Yeah. Oh my God. I just thought of something. When we come back.
Mm-hmm.
60 fucking damn. Oh,
66. It's pretty nasty.
Shit. Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Ready?
And...
Whoop.
Go.
He fucking misses that bullshit, and I'm just like, if you're nothing without the car, bro, you shouldn't have it.
And it's at this moment in time, he activates Action Surge and strikes you. He tries to strike
you. Yeah, buddy. Fucking try it, bitch.
Let's go. He's ready to rock.
Oh.
Doug ain't gonna get fucking shit. Doug ain't gonna get fucking shit.
No.
He got a 22 for the first. And then he got a 26 for the second.
Fucking hell. So I might actually go down here.
Yeah.
The 26 is gonna actually be a nat 1.
The 26 will be a nat 1.
He's my first fucking portent it. Nat 1.
Okay. Constitution save?
Yep. Constitution save.
The indigestion roll.
DC 14.
No.
No!
Finally, indigestion hits, huh? Oh my God.
Oh my God, that was a 9.
Oh my God, no. You keel over. Holy shit.
I just projectile vomit all over him. Literally the coolest.
Poor guy.
He comes down with the sword, use the force to make it just whiff past by me, and then I just projectile vomit.
Oh no. Oh no.
Oh my god.
Oh no.
But the 22 does hit. And I have 9 HP.
Okay.
I took that full 66 damage, you know?
All right.
All right.
All right. Well then, he is going to... Literally,
next turn, I was going to use that second win, you know?
Oh, we'll get there. We can definitely get to that part.
Yeah.
I don't think you're going to be outright.
I'm not going to be, like, insta-killed, but right. I'm going down. I'm like,
I'm right after you in initiative.
He
strikes
you for 20 points of necrotic.
Yeah, so I go down.
As he takes, you project out a fly. He's like,
does like a quick pop.
Does a quick like stab, and then you fucking fall over.
And I'm just like convulsing.
Like, oh my god. He was like prepared to do this crazy move, and then you vomit on him. Like in the middle of the attack chain, and you do the disrupt, and then he does a quick attack.
Oh no.
Oh my god. So good.
It's fucking nasty.
Oh no.
Wait. Oh shit. No, that was how much damage?
That was the 20.
Fuck. I forgot I had the temp hit points of 10, so I had 19 HP. 19.
Oh, yeah, damn.
Bro. That brings me down.
Okay. With that, that is...
Do you have any potions?
That is their turn.
I have certain abilities that are similar
what
to...
What is potions. Your dex number?
Mine?
Mm-hmm.
Just my modifier?
Yeah, your mod.
3+3.
Okay. We're roll off really quick because someone else also rolled a 7.
Oh, for initiative?
Yes.
Okay. Another D20.
Whoops.
Okay. That's a 13 with nothing added.
Ah, I rolled a 5. So you go first.
Hey. All right, cool. Yeah. Wow. Wow, Mr. Stark. So is it me?
Is it me? You.
All right.
It's you.
Me. So Phoebe is within vicinity of me. So yeah. I think what I'm going to do is expend 5... of my healing light ability to max out and heal myself. So 5 times 6.
30.
5 times 6 is 30. So I'm going to heal myself for 30 points. And then I'm going to... I think the only answer is to do a life transference. Well, first question actually is, does the healing light, because that's a support kind of die, does that get upgraded as well?
What does this spell say?
So the Deck of Omens thing, the first thing is enhanced support. Passive upcast support spells 1 die rank. A 1d4 becomes 1d6, etc.
Mm-hmm.
Would that apply to that healing ability? It's not a spell. It's like a class feature.
If it's a class feature, then no.
All right, cool. It will, however, upgrade my spell life transference. Mm-hmm. So I take 48... necrotic damage, and then I double that in healing for Durgash.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're normally D8. This will be D10s. Oop.
These are going to be D10s. Nice.
And then we double it.
Damn, for him to get a 26, and that's not a critical, he's got at least a +8 to his attacks.
All right, kind of middling.
He might be almost as strong as me.
I'm going to spend a sorcery point to reroll one of those.
Damn. All
right, a little bit better. All right, so 18 times 2 is 36. So, Durgash, you're healed for 36. And I take what is 18 hit points. All right. And that's everything I've got. Yeah. Can I free action to, like, get on the comms with the ship?
Yeah.
I guess, and say, pull them further out of the planet's atmosphere. Once you get to a certain range, I'll activate the holo ability in the captain's quarters to give you guys a boost.
We will try our best.
It's just a, like, a talk thing, flavor, I guess. That's my turn.
Okay. With that, the car is going to make a legendary action.
Okay.
The car rolls up, seeing that you transferred the this this energy over to Durgash. The car is going to come by you.
Okay.
And is going to tail whip you.
Okay. Oh, it's a dragon.
It's a nasty one, too.
Yeah, I bet.
Oh, my God. Yo, okay. That's fucking sick.
Will a 25 will hit you?
I'm going to, I don't know if you'll allow it, but I have a card in my shield that lets me cast shield once per long rest.
That's weird. I'll, you're coming
that'll
back from
be
the
a
dead.
DC of 21.
Wait.
20. I got 25.
Oh, so that would hit then. Hit all right, then. Cool.
Fuck.
Nope. Silvery barbs. Reroll, please.
Nice.
That's your reaction.
Silvery barbs, and does that advantage?
And then I give it myself advantage.
You give yourself advantage?
Yes. Sorry.
Good.
This was, sorry, dude, this was 27 now.
Ouch. Well, damn. All right.
16 points of bludgeoning as you 16? Get tail whipped by a car.
All right, I'm still living. I'm still living.
The car does a side, like a J-turn, hits the back of you. You hear your bones crack as you put your shield up, but the raw force of this car.
As I go down below 10 hit points again, my final coin in my pocket, at least for Armor of Agathys, activates. So I've got another 25 temporary hit points for now.
Okay.
Nice.
The trigger condition being under 10 hit points.
Good. With that, the one of the thugs is going to come down. One. Two. Come up to you.
Okay.
And try and stab you.
Oh, a melee attack. Cool.
Yes. Can I think about where I'm going? Where? Hello? Where is it? There you are. Where you're hidden behind. All right. With that, going to attack you. Does a 18 hit you?
Well, I already used silvery barbs, so yeah.
Okay. With that, you take 6 piercing damage plus 24 poison, but you have to make a con save.
6 plus 24?
So 6 piercing and then make a DC 15 con save.
Okay. DC 15 con save. Mm-hmm. Let's start there. And I have advantage on the next thing I do. I forgot.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god. Dropping everything. Not great. Gonna use a sorcery point to reroll that. Damn.
I might appreciate a sister or two on the ground. Still throwing up.
Oh no!
You see, he takes off his shirt and he has an immaculately chiseled body.
Oh,
and
I
it's an annoying, fucking so fucking annoying. Like he's got a sleeper build.
Oh no!
No, I'll throw up on you again. Don't make me do it.
Please don't do it.
I don't want to do it. You're making me do this.
Con save would be 23.
Okay. So you take half, so 12 poison.
12 poison damage, and how much was regular?
It's 6.
Okay, so 6 plus you 12, take, 18.
Six, no, yes, yeah.
6, six plus 12 is 18.
Yes.
All right, so I would have 7 temporary hit points left, and they also take 25 cold damage.
Holy
for doing a melee attack on me.
Fantastic. Oh, yeah, the armor of Agathys explodes. And then was it 25?
25, yep.
Very good. This shit explodes, and he, like, screams out in pain, but you can't tell because he's wearing that gas mask.
His gas mask's frozen up. He's actually suffocating in there.
Just like that.
All right, cool.
With that, it is one more. It's just gonna go and make their way. One... 2, 3, 4, 5. And then, all right. And then
is what just, is are we closer. Able to just walk over these piles of trash?
Or? They're like climbing up and they're able to walk with it without a problem because this is their home.
Okay.
They just like for you guys it'd be difficult, but for them it's not.
Yeah.
But they're going to go and
the home field advantage.
They're going to, one is going to, he's just going to shoot at you, Durgash. He's going to be like,
he will try.
You mother. You butt face. I hate you. All right.
plus six.
So, like, you're not unbloodied with that healing, right?
You have, like, just a 21 hit you?
21 does not hit.
Yes. Damn, oh, girly. Yes. You
just barely. Just barely.
You're so busy.
I do want to just say, like, just barely.
You're still convulsing and throwing up, and you not even.
I slip on it and fall down right as they shoot.
I was going to say, you're on the floor, like, your tummy's hurting, and then you turn over right at the.
I'm so brave.
Yeah, right at the same time, right at the precise moment to just avoid. You're not even paying attention to not getting shot. You just, like, go to avoid because your tummy hurts so bad.
Oh my god.
Bends over to vomit again. Yeah, totally avoids it. Damn.
With that, it's the top of the round again. These people are starting to descend on you. One is going to come down. One, two, he jumps off, and he's going to strike at you.
I feel like there's too many guys on this playing field right now. I just want to say there's...
Oh.
We definitely are outnumbered.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Okay. Then, God, okay.
Okay.
A 23, will that hit you?
Me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Damn.
You are going to take.
Fuck.
You need to make that con save again.
Well, it's the top of the round. Do I have a reaction?
Yes.
Then Silvery Barbs.
Silvery Barbs, reroll. Okay.
Yeah.
God damn. Already.
Yeah.
That was better. That was an 18 that time plus 6, so that's 24.
24?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that still hits. LOL.
Go, we need to make a con save.
Con save.
I think you're automatically down.
And he's going to strike.
Probably.
Half of 24 plus 5 is more than...
Well, yeah. Con save. I did Silvery Barb, so I have advantage on the con save.
Okay, good, good.
Natural 20, if that counts for anything.
You take half. I'll allow it taking no for just...
That'd be really cool. I appreciate that.
You end up still taking 19 points of damage. You.
Me.
Yes, because these people have sneak attack.
So I go down.
How much damage do they take? They take some damage,
can
right?
I actually use my rule of cool?
What's up?
So here's my thoughts. I'm not exactly sure what everybody's eyesight is like, but I feel like everybody could be inside a ball of magical darkness, and I could slink my way into the car with just threads of life, and my goal is to hijack the car. I was so resistant to it during the race, but all of a sudden it feels so much more appropriate. I take out, like, a couple wires from my shield. I, like, rip into a certain spot that Mrs. Mikami had, like, shown me, like, this is in case of an emergency that's out of your league. And it activates, like, a little AI inside the shield, like, hello, this is the tutorial how to hotwire a car, more or less. And I'm, like, subtly following the instructions, literally tucked away underneath, like, the glove compartment of the front passenger seat, like when the doors come open. And I think that when I plug into the car that Caramel Dancing starts playing extremely loud. Yeah, I want to play Caramel Dancing in the car. That's my rule of cool.
With that, I'm going to say that's cool, but that's really hard. DC 17.
Okay. You know, I'm about to die, so I'm going to try anything. Cash money?
Come on.
It's a 4.
Fuck!
Oh, well, no.
That's all right. I don't know. I die.
So...
I go down.
You cast this ball of magical darkness as it explodes from you, right?
Center it on the car.
Yes. It explodes from you. Okay. Everyone's vision is obscured because they don't really understand what's going on. Like, they don't, you know.
It's like pitch black. Mm-hmm. Can't see anything.
Yes. You slink into the car, and you start trying to hotwire it. However, however, you hear in the car's radio,
It'll take a lot more than that to try and dethrone me. As these pincers come out and, like, drill their way into your brain.
Oh, no.
They turn the AC on high.
No, oh, it's too cold melting. In here.
And I need you to make a constitution save, because he's going to try and hijack you.
Okay. Con save. Ooh, like, well, no advantage, but con save. Here we go.
You are going to go down, but this is just to maintain your autonomy.
Natural 20, bro. I fight back. Literally, it's Aang versus where he begins the chakra battle, right? Mm-hmm. And he lets Sozen take over till the smallest, most minute portion of his body from which he explodes and begins to overtake the car fully.
I will say you're not able to take the car fully, but you maintain your autonomy.
I die as I take the car.
You maintain autonomy. You did roll a 4 out of versus 17.
All right.
So he doesn't hijack you, but there is a twinge of
it is a melee attack, right? Like he uses pincers on the car.
He drills your head.
So he takes 25 cold damage okay. as I go down.
Real. I'll respect that.
I'm down now.
Oh, whoa. He's dead.
Down. Soon dead. Do I got to make a save?
Yes, please make a save.
And it's just a con save, right?
Yeah. You just got to be 10. Death save. Death save.
7 plus 7?
Death save?
Death save. Death save.
Oh, so not con.
Not con.
Okay, so 7. One fail.
All right. With that, it's the top of the round. Your body is stuck inside this car. He slams the door, car
right.
shut, but you are like dying.
Yeah. Phoebe's with me.
With
She's
that,
just like right there eating my blood.
It is the other Thunk's turn. They're going to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And one's just going to go and try to strike at you, Durgash.
Oh, no.
He will try.
He will try.
That's my go-to line now.
Yeah. All right.
Don't try it. Or try it.
There's no try.
First one fully misses.
Do or do not. Try.
They both miss. You're doing that thing where you're like sleeping and someone takes a sword and you like turn over to your side and turn over to your side. But you're just like in such pain right now. Everyone is going to.
Man, indigestion totally ruined.
Totally. Kind of hitting.
F, bro. Come and walk.
The other people are going to try and shoot at you.
Two more.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, there will be two more shots coming your way. All right. Plus 6. Ooh, 23.
23. I'm going to use my other portent of 3. Okay. So that doesn't hit.
Damn.
Okay, that doesn't hit.
Ouch.
How about... Oh, no, but it's synthetic 20 does not, though, right?
Synthetic 20 does not hit.
Oh, my God.
And then I made the con save. I did make the con save the second time.
All right. With that, it's your turn, Durgash. Durgash, your tummy stops hurting.
So here's what I'm thinking. Tell me how much of this you think would not be considered a free action. So in the same way that I did that sort of GPS ping on myself, I'm going to do the same thing again, and I'm going to message up to the ship requesting immediate heavy fire on my location, specifically my location right here. Full hit, go for it, out of the sky, blast us, destroy this, cool, you got it, all right, cool. And then I'm going to go ahead and try and grapple Skit.
Okay, my fucking
The grapple, of course, being its own action, but everything up to that, I feel like that would be a good
reaction. I would allow it. I'm going to say you cash in. For them to like actually fire though, as part of that additional action, that would have to cash in the rule of cool.
I'd cash in the rule of cool.
I'm saying that's pretty fucking funny and hilarious. Beat a 12. Beat a 12.
Beat a 12. All right, we're just gonna beat a 12 here. 17.
You, you say this, and you grapple Skid Dragon. Skid Dragon goes, what the fuck are you doing?
We're getting close now, buddy. You're my pal now. We got a pal's hug, right?
I want to shake his hand.
As you stare, as they're like the big Death Star Destroyer, like, laser is charging.
You never been someone for a little star storm? You ever seen a star storm? You look up with someone you're real close with. I told you not to come here. I told you not to come. I told you not to come, but you came.
You go.
But you just had to come, didn't you?
You just had to come, didn't you?
Okay. Here's what happens.
Hey, man, you guys improv.
Oh, my God.
The combat.
My head hurts.
The combat does end.
Oh.
But here's what happens. The thing shoots down. And as it is fully ready to strike, you hear from Skid Dragon, Daddy, save me! The car turns around, legendary action, picks both of you up, like opens the door, sideswipes in, and you just hear it go, vroom, and
what?
You are teleported.
The locks?
You're click. No, you see the car just fully teleport into this like really fancy looking ship. Like, this ship was, you've never seen anything like this ship here. It looks like one of your mint condition ships. And then as you're holding, ready to brace for death, you open your eyes as you're in the car. The car spits you out, right? As Skid Dragon, like, let's go, right? Are you holding him, right?
I'm holding him,
You're holding him? You see the same tendrils that shot him start to like kind of go your way. I need you to, you are to make a choice here. You are either like, you are going to hold him and you're going to let this thing do whatever it's going to do to you, or you let him go and he's going to like run out.
You said there's a teleport, dead. So like we've moved outside.
You're teleported you see through the car's visor, like you were, like, you close your eyes as you're ready to brace for impact. You open them. All of a sudden, you see this, like, gilded gold ship with this beautiful, like, ornate long table, right? As the car is on top of this long table. And you look to your left and you look to your right and you just see, like, these fake waterfalls just like dripping down the sides as you just hear a very quiet humming as you feel a slight whoosh in motion.
At this point, I feel like he's probably tapping out. I'm like, truce, 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 truce.
Daddy, help me. Daddy, please. Daddy.
Wait.
To Papa.
I thought that was the car.
No.
That's
Skip. Skid. That's Skid Dragon saying.
Is it now? Are we? Is it Skid?
Skid.
With
Skid.
A D. Okay. Okay.
Skid.
Can Phoebe like? Phoebe is swipe all the buttons in the car.
Phoebe is dissipated because you're unconscious. She's a familiar, isn't she?
She was in my clothes.
She is in your clothes. If you want to try and swipe the dash button, the dashboard of the car, you're like it is. Yeah. That is on risk to.
Like, disapparate her then.
She's at risk to fully like be disapparated because of the car.
Right.
You're unconscious.
I'm already unconscious. Phoebe is just an instinctual creature that drinks saliva and blood of other creatures.
Do you want Phoebe to do this? Because this would cause Phoebe to disapparate. Go ahead and roll me a intelligence save on Phoebe. This is gut reaction versus like intention of like, is this a good idea?
This is an animal.
Yeah,
this is an animal.
This animal contemplating, is this a good idea? As that happens, Durgesh, what are you doing?
Truce, call off your shock executioner as this thing is fucking like,
let me go. No. Let me go.
You let me go. though.
What do you mean?
You're also holding on to me now. You started grasping onto me.
He lets go.
I let go.
He let go. He runs. He as you guys kind of sit in the car, you see this like blue Audi like kind of turn as the shade tints kind of turn to this white and gilded thing.
I breathe a little bit and I just like rub the dash, be like, damn, this is fucking hot.
With that, so what did you get?
I was a 5.
With a 5? Okay. As it goes, you see that Phoebe flies out trying to bite the tendrils that the thing is going, and you just see the tendrils like go and they like restrain her, wrap her up, and then she's like sits there.
Grounded.
The reflective grounded lights on the Audi as you see Skid like opens the car and
at
then
what point do I need to make another death save?
You can make another death save now. Make them both just to see if you like pass
let's,
or
let's
don't.
Find out.
Yeah.
So that's an 18.
Okay.
So that's one success, one failure.
20, baby. 20. Look, it's get ready
a
for
12.
It.
12. So okay. two successes, one failure. Good. Two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, two.
That's two. Mm-hmm. Do you want me to just roll the rest?
Yeah, just roll it.
All right.
We're out of combat.
9. So two failures, two okay successes. Let's find out. 7.
Fuck.
Die.
Okay. Do you croaked see that, Mr.
Even
Hall?
A
you
nat
croak
20 can help me.
You croak, as you.
Oh, not again.
Skid Dragon like gets out of the car, jumps out of the car. There is this moment in time. Skid has fully like all that like oh so frick all out the fucking window. Out the fucking window.
He's not mad anymore.
He's not. He wasn't mad to begin with. Y'all started shooting in the first place.
I mean, what? He broke into our house.
He did because he wanted to try this and steal this the was, star.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, yeah. So exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
With that, so my question is, Durgash, what are you going to do in this moment of time? So you're in the car. The car, like,
is not immediately hostile.
The car is not immediately hostile. You hear the car instead of, like, having this, like voice of, like, you dare. Sir, you need to wait. Wait, no, your father's quite worried about you. He heard over back in Perforon that you were quite under a bit of distress under the Order of the Red Daughter. As you see, the car turns from this, like, wicked black and blue to this, like, white. The seats are like this fine leather as the car shimmers to this gilded golden white. Like,
he's a fucking daddy's boy this whole time.
Femboy racer.
Femboy. Hey, femboy racer, get back here. I think at this point I'll stumble out of the car.
You try to open the door, the door is locked. Oh, I'm so sorry. You are not invited in Sir Scooter's house, I'm afraid. I'm afraid I have to keep you here.
His house?
This is, well, it's his ship that his father gave him.
I'm going to start transmitting my location again.
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Far enough away. Damn.
I request, sir, that you not attack Sir Scooter.
I won't attack him. I'm just going to scare him into getting what I want, which is him to not fucking steal our shit and to get rid of whatever fucking footage he got while he was fucking... Yeah, that's right. He invaded our fucking garage first.
Well,
he
you know, Sir Scooter's quite a bit of a rabble-rouser. Ever since his days in primary school.
Yeah? Yeah, yes. What was his nickname?
Scooter. Scoot.
Scooter?
Scooty Booty?
Scooty Booty. Okay, that's good. That's good. Booty, get over here!
Oh, God, did you
get
tell
over
him
here!
Did you tell him my nickname in primary school again? I can't even deal with it.
Scooter Booter!
You run. The car door, like, the window rolls down.
I'm like, I've got both arms out, like...
you see that your seatbelt is on, and you're trying to...
Yes, literally.
Trying to grab him.
Oh, my God.
You see in the back, there's like a dashboard and there's a comment. He says, Papa! Papa, they were no more fun over in Perforon. I'm going home. And you see this like old man with this super like beautiful goatee. He's just like,
respect. Damn.
After many years, son, you're finally coming to embrace your destiny as my right-hand boy.
And he goes, yes, Papa, I don't want it anymore.
That sounds so bad.
I don't want it anymore. I'm going home to New Aroa. And that is where we're going to end our session.
Wow.
Dear spirits, if you...
Daddy's boy.
If you like the show, please rate it 5 stars. We really appreciate it. Paul, where can they find us?
You can find us on Google Plus. That's a lie. I lied to you just now. I lie all the time, actually, in fact. Every moment of every day.
That's a lie. He just lied right there.
Yep. It was a lie. One of us lies. The other lies again.
We both don't lie.
We both lie. You can find us on Discord. You can find us on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube at Official Fun Show. Otherwise, check out all the other tabletop games that are out there. There's plenty of people telling stories at the table, having snacks. Maybe your story should be told. Tell us in the comments, what are you snacking on?
Real. Real. We'll see you next time. Papa, please.
I'll fucking get you.
Dude, fucking I'm so sorry, sir. I feel I cannot let